Ecocide, the total destruction of our home. This seemed inevitable to them and to me, given the things I'd seen and any number of ongoing catastrophes. Mass extinction, climate chaos, flooded coasts, mega drought, oceans turning to acid, permafrost to muck. We humans are a disastrous species, as bad for the Earth as a meteor strike, and the realization of this had established in me a new kind of sadness, a mixture of guilt and mourning for a loss yet to come.
Brian Calvert is no stranger to emotional pain.
I was a conflict zone correspondent in an earlier part of my career, and so I kind of got to understand grief a certain way that way. I had a pretty dysfunctional family and an abusive stepfather toward my sister. I see those as a piece or related to these other kinds of exploitation and dominion, and violence and injury.
I come from a culture of takers, he writes in his essay, Down the Dark Mountain.
I understand a desire in a lot of people to stay optimistic, look on the bright side of things, and I think a lot of good, smart people are doing that, and you know, we certainly can't lose hope for the human experiment on Earth. But what I wanted to ask in this piece is, what if you're a person who doesn't believe that things must get better? That if you look at the evidence and the way things are going, the way humans treat each other, the way humans treat the planet, and you find from that evidence despair, then what do you do?
Calvert found refuge and a way to come to terms with his despair at a retreat led by Paul Kingsnorth in the Spanish Pyrenees.
We know about how many species are disappearing and the rate that the forests are going and the acidifying of the seas and all of this stuff. We know about this. We can experience it, or we can read about it, or we can listen to the scientists telling us about it. The great age of loss. And you can't get through that if you're aware of it without grieving it and without mourning it and without feeling it. You've got to do that, and you've got to sit with that.
Paul Kingsnorth is a writer who calls himself a recovering environmentalist. He is British. He lives in Ireland. You know, he's sort of coined this term that he calls dark ecology, which is a kind of offshoot of the philosophy of deep ecology, where you know people for a long time have wanted to put the non-human world on some kind of moral footing with humans, so that it's not just a human-centered approach to life, but what you might call ecocentric or a broader sort of look at the moral dimensions of non-human life.
Kingsnorth suggests that withdrawing from the fray is a better way to help the planet.
To take a step back and to withdraw and find some moments of quiet and listen to the natural world and try to figure out what it needs from you as an individual is a much more constructive form of engagement than you know, just running amok and panicking, trying to fix everything with the same tools that have gotten us into this problem in the first place, which is technology and a myth that humans must progress from, you know, cave paintings to the holodeck of the Enterprise or something.
You chose two artists in your article. You chose the poet Robinson Jeffers, and you chose the photographer Elena Dorfman.
To be honest, what I wanted to do with this article was actually look at the life of Robinson Jeffers. Jeffers was a 20th century poet who sort of cast aside the pursuits of the modernists like T.S. Eliot or Ezra Pound, and he thought that writing about beauty was one of the most important things he could do as a poet. But at the same time, he was watching the Great War, the sort of advance of mass industrialization, eventually World War II, and he couldn't really convince himself that humans were not doomed in the tragical sense of not being able to see themselves as a part of the world or even the bigger universe, which is this beautiful thing, but that they see themselves apart from it. And because of that, they're sort of doomed to destroy themselves. My initial aim was to try to understand in myself what I found appealing in the message of the sort of this doom and gloom of some of the poetry of Robinson Jeffers and some of the messages of Paul Kingsnorth and his Dark Mountain Project. But then along the way, I talked to some Jeffers scholars, and one of them, Shawnann Tangney, she said, no, they're missing the point, because everything that Jeffers does is he's talking about beauty. And, you know, in academic circles, people don't really talk about beauty anymore, but he was this big defender of it. And I think, you know, anyone who's thinking ecologically or environmentally ought to look there. And so that's what I started to do. And I started to realize that in the poetry of Robinson Jeffers, there was always beauty that was the sort of antidote to the sort of despair that he felt looking at the world around him. He did it in a way that brought out the beauty of the world and the long-lasting, deep-time beauty of the universe, a world of galaxies within galaxies within galaxies. And so he kind of was trying to put humans in this like bigger perspective, but inside the idea that the universe as a whole is beautiful. And so I started to think about that, and the idea of, oh, well, all you have to do is just sit back and, you know, do beautiful things didn't seem like that was enough for the kind of age that we live in where there's a lot of injustices. So I started to think about how beauty might be related to justice. If you want to be of service to something, maybe it's integrity or the beauty of the whole, of an integrated whole that we live in. You can serve that integrity through the pursuit of beauty, either through works of art or a kind of rewilding kind of beauty where I kind of describe in this piece just letting my backyard go kind of nuts, because I like to see how many different animals benefit from having a wild backyard. You know, in the piece I say, well, that's a way of rectifying a kind of injury that comes from there's been wild knocked out of some other place in the world. So you've sort of rebalanced the scale just a little bit there. But if you're also an activist who is really trying to help create sanctuary for people who are persecuted, or you're demonstrating against police violence, you're also acting in the interest of the bigger picture. And you're rebalancing against a type of injury, and that is also adding beauty to the world. So I tried to put those two ideas together so that people who are facing a kind of grief in the age of ecocide have a few different ways to sort of temper that grief and address it before moving forward.
Brian Calvert is editor-in-chief of High Country News. His piece, Down the Dark Mountain, is the feature essay in the July 24th issue of the magazine. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.